from the studios of Alive 90.5 FM, streaming live on the Woof Australia. It's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. Here's what's on tonight's show.
The guys return from the CMC Awards red carpet where they interviewed the superstars. Tonight we hear from Dan and Shay and Natalie Pearson. We also have new music from Keith Urban and Hurricane Fall. Let's get started with CMC Rock's headliner, Luke Bryan. This is What Makes You Country.
People talking about what is and what ain't country. What gives them a right to wear a pair of beat-up boots? Is it the size of your tires and your fires or your wild-ass buddies? Well, give me a minute, let me hit you with some hometown truth. You can be a cowboy on the Texas plain or a plowboy waiting on the rain. We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cap tractor hauling in bales, backing in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines. Stepside covered down in peanut dust, Friday night spotlighting, that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. Does it run in your blood? Did it come from your daddy and mama? Were you converted by an Alabama song on the radio that feels so right? Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson? Tell me what got you, I just gotta know. Me, I got my Sunday learning in a live oak church. Silver queen corn in the backyard dirt, waiting for the fall to finally come along, so I can grab my gun and get my outside on. Step side covered down in peanut dust, Friday night spotlighting, that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country. A city or a little farm town, whatever kind of square that you drove around, do you wear it on your sleeve or keep it deep down? You know you gotta let it out. I got my dirt road cred back when I was 12 on a no-cap tractor hauling in bales, backing in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through them Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust, Friday night spotlighting, that was us. It might not have been you, but I ain't judging. Just be proud of what makes you country. Whatever makes you country. Kind of country, they doing that kind of country. I do my kind of country, whatever makes us country.
Yeah, the impossibly good looking, wait for it, Luke Bryan getting us underway with What Makes Us Country.
Well, apparently, Big Stu, doing Chewies. Chewy, mate.
Yes, if there's a lasting impression that the visiting international artists will take away from Australia, it's that we haven't discovered glasses, mugs, red solo cups. We're pretty much devoid of liquid-carrying vessels down under, and we have to use our footwear.
And we know that, you know, don't tip it all the way up, because then the beer just flows over your face. That happened to Luke Bryan and Luke Combs as well. But I remember last year, Tyler Fire did a shoey, and the crowd was at him to do another one, and he got pretty annoyed by it.
That's right. He wasn't happy. Of course,
he was wasting too much beer.
That's right. It's losing it everywhere. If you played the CMC Rocks Festival, you pretty much had to do a shoey. But before the festival, Luke Bryan made a very big mistake at his Sydney show last week. He told Larry Emder from Channel 7's The Morning Show all about it. Check this out.
All of the country artists that are touring over here, they've been doing shoeys out of their own boot. In Sydney the other night, I did a shoey out of a fan in the crowd out of their boot. I feel like if I survive this, I won't need antibiotics for the rest of my life. Ah, it's making me about gag.
Don't use someone else's footwear, people. No wonder foot and mouth disease is a thing. You know, just don't do it.
I believe Kelsey Ballerini had her hubby Morgan Evans come on stage to do one for her.
Yes, well, see, high heels don't really hold much liquid. You really need boots, and Morgan actually wears very, very big boots. If you've ever noticed his footwear, he has, you know, those army surplus-style boots with the laces undone? accompanied by that sound, apparently.
But that's why beer goes all over the place. Seriously, artists end up wearing more beer than they actually drink.
Yes, we might have to do a shoey live on air, but while we sort that out, let's check out Kelsey Ballerini's new single, I Hate Love Songs, on Planet Country.
What's up? It's Kelsey Ballerini.
Shakespeare and Gosling and cakes with white frosting, two names in a heart-shaped tattoo. I think Cupid is stupid and violets are purple, not blue. I hate catching bouquets, the honeymoon phase, and letterman jackets don't fit. Your eyes can't hold stars and you die if your heart really skipped. I hate love songs. Yeah, I really do. I hate love songs, but I love you. I hate pink cards with glitter and Valentine's dinner and roses just die in a week. We were drunk when we met, so we don't know our anniversary. Too vain to kiss in the rain. The clouds, they are numbered tonight. And you make me feel something, but it sure is.
Kelsey Ballerini hates love songs, but she loves Morgan Evans. MJ, what's happening with the shoeys live on air? Where are we up to with organising?
I got in trouble, Big Stu. Putting my shoe back on.
Put your shoe on.
There we go. We had to put it on hold because we're not allowed to have beer in the studio, and I'm only wearing a pair of socks at the moment. So I don't even know whose shoes I just put on.
Maybe we'll do it outside the building later, on common ground or something.
Yeah. Sounds good. I like the sound of that.
Yes. Now, last week we were privileged to be on the red carpet at the CMC Awards on the Gold Coast, and what a night it was. And, of course, you know, Foxtel, wow, they do it.
They do. Foxtel know how to throw an event. The after party was incredible.
Mm. So too the after party. But you know what they say? What goes on at the after party stays at the after party. I just like saying after party.
Yeah, but it stays there because no one can remember anything.
That's exactly right.
I tell you, there's an artist that owes me $10 million and they seem to have forgotten that. I want my money. Check is in the
that's
mail.
That's right. Matt Cornell owes us a shot. He said, let's get some shots. And he went to the bar and never came back with them. So.
Apparently it might be too expensive. Everyone go buy his music and you can buy us his shots.
So he can afford to buy his shots.
But before the party started, we actually got to speak with some stars of country music, both here in Australia, from New Zealand, and of course from North America. And one of those was Dan and Shay, who we'll be hearing from a little later in the show, to keep you waiting.
Just to tease it out, it was great to have the international artists mixing with the Oz artists. And we caught up with one of our favourite singers, Natalie Pearson. And we started by talking about her sparkly dress, or at least she did. Here's how it went down. Natalie Pearson, welcome to the red carpet. How much fun are you having?
So much fun. I can't wait to get in there. Got wearing my sparkly dress, so all glammed up.
It's all shiny.
I know. I thought, you know, I had a disco ball inspiration for my outfit tonight.
Now, the big question is, when did the process of getting ready begin for you?
Pretty late, actually, about 2:30 this afternoon.
Very late.
Yeah, only took 2 hours to trowel it on. Yeah. So, yeah.
I was just walking around town at 2:30, just like,
We have it very easy, that's true. Talk to us about the single, because it's doing fantastic for you in the music video. We love playing it on the Wolf and Planet Country.
Oh, thank you so much for supporting it. Mr. Wrong's going really well. It's been in a few charts, and it was on the Country Music Channel and all their rotation, and lots of people have been really loving the song. The music video was pretty cool as well. We shot it last year sometime mid-tour. It took us like a whole day of filming, and I jumped on a plane straight after. Brooke Chevelle was also featuring in my film clip. And
speaking of Brooke, you've done some tours with him, you've collaborated with him. Is there any future plans maybe to form a duo or something?
We do some duo work together, like for cover stuff, but we're looking at doing a collaboration in writing and then putting some music out. We're thinking, because his Hot Country Girl single follows on the music videos, you can watch them back to back, and so we're thinking maybe there might be a threequel. Is that what you call it?
Threequel.
I don't know.
The story continues.
If you keep going, we'll have a whole movie, just, you know, released in parts, Netflix.
I know. Exactly. So, you know, maybe there's something in that.
Well, enjoy tonight, and we can't wait to hear new music from you and maybe with Brooke as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
How rude were those people in the background? We're trying to do an interview here on the red carpet, people.
The problem is that it's never in the same spot. I think we've been there for 3 years now, and all three years we've had a different scenario. Yeah. It's very hard to plan for, especially when you're a team of two with a budget of zero.
That's even harder. Just so people know, the red carpet, the media is sort of squashed into these pens. It really is a bit like cattle prodding you into a cattle pen, because they're these metal pens, and you're like, you're there with, I don't know, there were four others, I think, in our little pen, and we're squashed in trying to talk, and right next to us in the next pen is some other radio people and some other ones next to them.
Well, yeah, I got ideas for interviews, just basically hearing what's going on, you know,
what they were doing.
A rule of length away from me.
That's exactly right.
We had a good time. We got to speak to so many artists, and thanks again to Natalie Pearson for having a chat.
Absolutely. Tell you what, Natalie Pearson and Brooke Chevelle, their next music is going to be fascinating to hear. I hope they do follow that kind of, you know, the theme of the story in one song blending into another. That's unreal.
So, you know, they meet each other, they get hitched, they break up, they get back together, they get married, and they get divorced, but they've got kids, and then, you know, they're fighting over custody. Like, you could have a whole lifetime of music just going one after the other.
I love it. Let's check out Natalie Pearson's current single, which got to number one on the Wolf Australia's top 10. This is Mr. Wrong on Planet Country.
I'm getting lost in those baby blues. You've sucked me in, and you've got all the moves. I'm heating up. You've struck my mind. Are you the one, my perfect man?
You're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. MJ's the young one. Big Stu is old.
Ugh.
Very, very old.
Top of our lungs, shuffling it on, still the one. Missing turns, cause that's our song. If heaven is anywhere, it's in a blue Tacoma, California. White magnolia in your hair, rays of gold shining on you. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere, it's never running out of golden road. Always having your hand to hold in a blue Tacoma, California. Right here. Red sun melting to the blacktop. Dollar shades from a nowhere truck stop. You're kissing that coastline. If heaven is anywhere, pull it over to the shoulder. Take it in. Loving you longer than I ever did. Going places we ain't never been. Cause heaven's in a blue Tacoma, California. White magnolia in your hair. Rays of gold are shining on you. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere, it's never running out of golden road. Always having your hand to hold. In a blue Tacoma, California. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere, it's right here.
Australianize that single.
You know, wow.
Blue Falcon or Blue Commodore. And if you get California, Queensland, Western Australia, you know, this hashtag, this is Queensland.
Yeah, Blue Commodore from Greenacre, something like that.
Yeah.
I love that song. That is going to be huge for Russell Dickerson. Great talent.
It definitely is. And he was really highly rated by the fans at CMC Rocks. Mm. And unfortunately, he didn't walk the red carpet. Otherwise, we would have spoken to him and asked him all about the single. But he recently announced as a finalist in the new male artist category at the ACM Awards coming up in April. He faces tough competition, though, with Luke Combs, also CMC Rocks alumni, mm-hmm. Kane Brown, someone we want to see play CMC
yep.
Rocks.
Everyone wants him next
That's
year.
That's right. Rising star Devin Dawson, a favourite on The Wolf with their audience. And, of course, Brett Young, who did come out here as well. And we'll have an interview with Brett Young on an upcoming show.
Yes, all those artists are in regular rotation on The Wolf. Yeah, and as you say, speaking of Brett Young, make sure you listen to next week's show. Because we talked to Brett Young on the red carpet, along with his beautiful fiancée, Taylor. We talked to her as well. We actually saw the ring.
The ring.
It's huge.
It's, yeah.
We had a go at him. He said, why are you getting such rings? We can't afford such things. And still to come tonight, we talk with Dan and Shay. But next up, we've got this.
Now, on Planet Country, it's time for the prestigious Song of the Week.
No studio guest, Big Stu.
No.
Or artist on the phone line. So no. I'm going to need a clue here.
Okay. Here's the clue. When planes take off, they do this. They may do that, but the Song of the Week isn't.
Well, when they take off, they go really fast. They make a loud noise, you know. It sounds like, you know.
Look, think about this. Think straight after they leave the tarmac, what happens under the fuselage?
The undercarriage retracts, you know. The wheels sort of
come
up.
Yes, but what's kind of like a slang term for that?
Wheels up.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Song of the Week is it was a band called Wheels Up, right?
No, it is the Song of the Week, though. That's the title. It's Hurricanes Falls' brand new single and the name of their tour that kicks off on the 4th of May in Gunnedah. And the big date, though, is their Sydney show at Ruddy Hill RSL on the 12th of May. And we're talking with the guys about coming into the studio before then and perhaps giving away some tickets. So stay tuned. That's going to happen in the next few weeks. But let's check out the Song of the Week right now on Planet Country. It's Hurricane Fall with Wheels Up.
This is Hurricane Fall, and we have Woo! With a wolf.
Phone going off, it's the boys on the end. Yeah, they're calling me up, see where I am. I'm at home, good to go. Well, they say see you soon, we're just around the block. So grab what you need, we ain't gonna stop. On the road, not the show.
Australia, the Federal Police receive a report of a missing person every 15 minutes. National Missing Persons Week is July 28 to August 3. For over 100 years, the Salvation Army International Family Tracing Service has been locating missing family and relatives. Today, they have a 75% success rate. There is hope. To locate a missing family member or relative, call the Salvos International Family Tracing Service. 1-300-66-7366. It's a free service.
Now on Planet Country, it's time to check the weather around the nation.
How's the weather today? Is it sunny?
It's gonna be a long, hot summer.
Is it raining?
It's raining on Sunday.
Is it cloudy?
Storming like crazy.
Is it snowy?
It's a shame about the weather.
How's the weather today?
You're listening to Alive 90.5 in Sydney's Northwest or streamed on The Wolf Australia. Now, MJ, what can listeners expect around the country tomorrow from their weather?
Well, Brisbane, nobody cares because CMC Rocks is over for another year. Sorry.
But just forget it.
A few masks, no showers in 27, so I mean...
The rain held off then, that's good.
Yeah.
Just
because I wasn't there, I was kind of hoping it would pour down and ruin everything. And that, but all the artists will have to come back and do a show just for
me. That's not nice.
Sydney, showers in 24. Canberra, a shower or two with a top of 21. Almost as cold as the politician hearts. Melbourne, the only place in the country with sun tomorrow and 28.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of odd, but in 5 minutes it'll all be over. Hobart, cloudy with 22. Adelaide, partly cloudy with 31. And Perth, clouds increasing with 30.
How do they increase?
Will they grow in size? Do they grow in size or do they grow in length?
I don't know.
Do they get bigger or do they get longer? Or do they stretch out?
They get more fluffy. What about in Music City, MJ?
Cloudy in 57, which sounds impressive until you do the math and realize it's just 14 degrees Celsius.
Ouch, that's Nashville for you.
Guess what I've decided?
What's that?
I've decided to be an organ donor. It's a good feeling. I could save a life.
It's good you're telling me.
It's important.
To donate life, the people close to you need to know your decision. Why? Because in the end, they will be asked to give the final okay.
Okay?
Okay.
To donate life, discuss it today. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra, and the Victorian Minister for Health, Melbourne. Spoken by P. Cook, P. Hancock, D. Garvey.
From the studios of Alive 90.5 FM, streaming live on the Wolf Australia, it's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Now on Planet Country, what's trending on social media? Hashtag Lame Theme.
I'm sitting in the movies and I'm looking at my phone. I need to check my Facebook while the ads are shown. Looking at my phone.
Now here's the only host on this show with a clue about social media. MJ.
Here's a little clue for everyone. That it's not Big Stu's voice singing that. Josh Sederfield,
a few people said they thought it was.
Josh Sederfield at the after party said to me, he's like, I always thought that was Big Stu until one day I just went, it actually isn't Big Stu.
Because I can't sing? Is that
it's actually a real song. It's from the traditional
Pete
side
Dennehy.
Of country. Yeah.
Pete Dennehy. It's a long song. There's a whole heap more verses to it. It's very funny, having things you do with Twitter.
Yeah,
and,
so when you're on your phone, you can't get off, go to YouTube and look up the video and the song.
I love the irony of that.
And also CMC Rocks Photos, shout out to Inside Edge Photography, Peter Coates, who has been providing us with the photos. Of course, as mentioned, we couldn't get there for various reasons, but he's been there. He's been having all the fun that we didn't get to have. He's been taking photos. I've even got some photos from Luke Combs, Darius Rucker last night that I can't wait to get online for you guys. Check out Instagram and Facebook for the photos. And just quickly, I'm running out of breath here, Big Stu, but Planet Country Radio, Facebook and Instagram, and there it is. I had to take a breath. PC Radio Show for Snapchat.
Let me get this Saturday. You're back at Afters.
Yes.
Breathing, is that topic?
No, we're not doing breathing exercises or talking on air until the second semester. It's all about panel operating, something that you tend to do a lot of, Big Stu,
but not very well.
Oh boy. Do I have to educate you?
Do
on
I do it
things?
Wrong? Do I?
Okay. Kind of. No, it's more just about how the console we have here is like not good enough.
I need one
that's like, you know, better.
More buttons. Now, MJ.
Buttons. Yes.
You know that from time to time I do hijack your social media segment.
What's this? No, no, you don't. You never do that.
No, I do.
Never at all. No,
I do.
No,
I do.
No. Not again.
MJ, I'm riled up.
What's going on?
Stupid tabloid magazines are all over it again.
So, based on your previous rants, I'm going to guess that No Idea Magazine, as we call them, have Keith and Urban and Nicole either splitting up, cheating on each other. One of them's pregnant, probably Keith again, or something like that. What's going on?
It's not No Idea this time. It's Not Okay Magazine, as we call
it. That is not okay.
And they have Keith and Nicole booking into rehab, get this, for one final attempt to save their union.
I didn't think their marriage was in trouble. I think most people didn't think their marriage was
in trouble. Well, KU and Nick booked in for an emergency stay at a private counselling retreat in Vermont.
Maybe because it's private, they just wanted to get away from everyone, including Not Okay Magazine.
It's just a B&B. Yeah. No, according to an insider, and you have to do air quotes when you say insider, who said it was an extremely emotional and testing few days.
Well, hang on. Who said that? Were they a reliable source?
Well, look, I don't. They weren't a source close to the stars this time. They were just listed as an insider. So I don't know what that even means.
So what are they inside the building when they told someone that this supposed rumour?
They were inside.
Yeah, you know, someone else staying at the B&B who got paid for making up a story?
I don't even think it's that, MJ. I think with the tabloid magazines, I mean, we've gone beyond the need for sources close to the stars or insiders at rehab. We don't need them. We just make the whole thing up.
We know that Keith himself has said he just ignores the rubbish written about him. Missing a great opportunity there to have a laugh by the fire.
Well, this is it. See, that's the problem. I think I have the solution, though, MJ. Remember when wrestling pretended to be real, but, you know, it was a joke? Everybody knew it was fake and it suffered as a result. Then the Federation, or whatever they called themselves, came out and admitted it was scripted, and suddenly wrestling exploded.
What are you saying, Big Stu?
I'm saying the tabloids need to come clean and admit that they make this crap up, you know, just like the Batuta Advocate. Just admit it. Everyone will love it. I'd buy a copy each week just to see what rubbish they've made up. I think Keith Urban would even read No Idea or Not Okay Magazine if they just admitted it was fake. He'd get a kick out of it. Oh, what have they made up this week? Ha ha, I'm pregnant again. Good one, No Idea. I love it. But wait, who's the mother?
They could even get exotic with their supposed sources.
Yes, a pool boy tending the Urban Spa confided to one of the chauffeurs that he'd seen Keith Urban dunk his head underwater in complete violation of the spa's safety guidelines.
Well, pregnant men do crazy things, you know.
Do they? I don't know. I've never seen a pregnant man. But apparently it can happen, according to these crap magazines. Look, it's an absolute joke, and I implore the magazines to just go back to slagging off married at first sight couples instead. It's just easier.
The Batuta Advocate got it right, though. They're going to end up on radio soon, kicking us out of a job.
That's exactly right.
None of the allegations stopped Keith releasing a brand new single yesterday. So, of course, it's Planet Country. We're going to check out the music. This is Coming Home feat. Julia Michaels on Planet Country.
Hi everyone, this is Keith Urban.
I wake up feeling in my soul I'm living someone else's life. I'm turning into concrete, harder than these city streets, where no one even cares if I'm alive. I gotta get it right. Get it right. There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like coming home. Not even a memory is good enough to get me through the night. I'm longing for the real thing, people who know the real me and all the ways to love me back to life. I gotta get it right. Get it right. There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap myself around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like.
call away, but it's not the same. Yeah, I know it's only one call away, but it's not the same.
Just not the same.
Yeah, I know it's only one call away, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, I know it's only one call away, but it's not the same.
There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love me. Wrap this up around you, never let you go. There's nothing in the world that feels like the place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones.
New Keith Urban on Planet Country, and we must surely be closer to the Australian leg of his Graffiti U World Tour being announced. Just do it already.
Well, he's the next artist to come after we had CMC Rocks touring Down Under.
That's right. All those artists have come and gone. So come on, Keith. Look, I'm sure it'll be announced very soon. Two of the CMC rock stars we got to meet on the red carpet were Dan and Shay. I guess, do you say two of them? That's the band name. But anyway, two of them, Dan and Shay. We got to meet them and we'll hear that very soon. But first, let's do some road tripping with the guys on Planet Country.
Yeah, it's been a while since we got out of town. So what you thinking? Yeah, if you're ready, I could come over right now. You call the girls, I'll call the boys. We'll pack it up and drive. Anywhere you wanna go, we'll go there tonight. We can fit four in the backseat. The cops come, we'll hide. Are you ready? You know I'm ready. Let's ride.
Road tripping, summertime living with your head. Jumping off of the rocks out to the ocean, yeah. Put a blanket down under the boardwalk and kick it. We'll live it up and throw it down with all of our best friends. We'll drop the top and hit a spot where summer never ends. Cause a good time and a peace of mind are just around the bend. Are you ready? You know I'm ready.
Oh,
Yeah. Yeah. Love that beat. Roger and Dan and Shay, speaking of, we met them, Dan Smyers and Shay Mooney, on the CMC Awards red carpet, and we started by asking them if we could call them Dan plus Shay, because it's something we joke about on the show.
Yeah, well, it's what we call them.
We're at edition number 198, and I think we've been making that joke for 198 weeks.
That's it.
But, yeah, so here's how it all went down.
Dan and Shay, welcome down under.
Thank you, man. This is awesome.
Right off the bat, we have to say, can we call you Dan plus Shay? Because we always did that because of the little symbol in the logo there. It's the plus sign.
As long as you're talking about us, that's good.
Yeah, we're there's no there. Issues with Siri. You're not like, you know, play Dan and Shay. Do you mean Dan plus Shay?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. We can try
need to
it.
Test that out. We thought of that.
Yeah. Now, you guys have obviously got some music that's been trending here in Australia like crazy. How does it feel to be on the other side of the world knowing you've got fans?
That's the craziest feel. We haven't played a show yet, so we're about to find out. We hope we have fans, but no, it's been incredible, man. We've stayed in touch with our fans in Australia on social media, and they're part of the reason we're here. You know, they've supported us and they've listened to the music, and we're having a dang good time, man. I mean, this is like a vacation for us, so we may stick around for a lot longer.
So you're on vacation. Any chance you might do some road tripping around the country?
We might have to do some road tripping, man.
He loves working the titles.
I love my puns. You know,
I love it.
Go to the bottle shop and get some tequila.
There you go, dude. We're gonna try to take down some tequila here. This is gonna be good, man.
If you find any, let us know.
Talk to us about that song, because that is an amazing song. It's played in high rotation on the Wolf and Our station. A lot of people commenting on it.
Thank you, man. It's a special song. We wrote that with our friends Nicole Galleon and Jordan Reynolds. And you know, we, in typical Nashville songwriter fashion, we took a title like Tequila and spun it and put it in Dan and Shay's wheelhouse. You know, relationship kind of heartbreak song, and you know, it's just been so reactive for us. We got out. We've only played it live a few times. So this is going to be probably the biggest crowd we've ever played it for. It's still such a new song for us, and the reaction's been off the chain. So we're so stoked to have that one out there. And again, it gives us an excuse to drink tequila everywhere we go. So we'll take it.
Like you need an excuse.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you done any bucket list items? Have you hugged the koala, pat the wombat yet?
Oh, man. So we're doing that. We're here. We're staying here for a few days. We're staying back in Brisbane, and we're going to go pet some koalas this weekend for sure. But being here, man, this is a bucket list for me, just to come to Australia. It's the first time, and it's not a lot of people get the opportunity to come here. So I'm pretty excited about that. So this is my bucket list, just being here with you guys. I actually specifically wanted to
it's
see
our
you
bucket
guys.
List as well.
This is it.
and all the people alive on Facebook. Say hi to Australia Live on Facebook on the Planet Country site.
Hello, everybody.
What's going on? That was all we had.
That's
had
a
was
nice
hello.
Up there. That's pretty cool.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a last minute decision. Normally we're a bit more professional, but like, we'll just go live. Why not? It's in the moment.
I like it, man.
See what happens.
Heck yeah.
I'm
man. Glad that we didn't say anything too bad that you couldn't take off of there.
We can't edit it later. Like,
yeah.
Wait, can we not? Oh boy, we can't.
Oh boy, here we go.
What about playing the in a festival situation, the big stage? You know, it's out of the small club, it's in front of a lot of people, it's a big stage to fill. You must enjoy that.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Play in front of a lot of people like that, and it's, you know, so many of our friends are down here, flew down from the States. We're sharing the stage with Darius Rucker and Luke Combs and Old Dominion, Brothers Osborne. Good people, and we're all staying at the same hotel, so if we're a little bit tipsy up there on stage, you'll know why.
And that's how you tell
these. Hotel. Yeah. Here it is. Here's the address right here. Come on by.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy the night and enjoy a couple of days down under to just R&R.
Yeah, man. This is a great vacation for us. You know, we haven't got to tour a lot. You know, we've kind of been laying low and making music and getting ready to put out a new album this year. So we're pretty excited about that. So you guys will be the first to hear it. We'll have to sit on
wait.
Down to
we
you.
We cannot wait. Good. Dan plus Shay and Shay, however you want to say it.
There you go.
So
thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Those guys are so cool. And can I just say, did I hear that right? They said it was their bucket list item to come and be with us, specifically us.
Yeah, I mean, it's Big Stu and MJ. We're worldwide renowned. World-renowned? What are we am I saying?
Legends in our own lunchbox. Yeah. And I think he also said they were going to get us the new music first.
Did we get that in writing? Did we get to sign a signed contract with their label? Like, we need to make
if
sure we
got
this,
it
it's
first,
an exclusive Big Stu.
If we got it first, Bobby Bones would not be happy.
No, he
and
would
I
not.
Wouldn't want to cross him. No, they were really cool. All the artists were gracious on the night, but Dan and Shay, they had, look, just a great attitude, and they realised we like to have a bit of fun in our interviews, and that was great. Yeah.
It's good that we didn't have to explain it to them. They just picked up, these guys are cool, you know? These guys are cool.
Darius Rucker looked at us like, what? You're too old, Hootie. You're too old. Oh, dear. I think they were just humouring us, but we'll take it.
You know what they
way.
Know? They know that we like to drink tequila.
That's right, and that's their current single. Let's check it out now on Planet Country.
I can still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne, no.
scratch on the rocks and I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle, swimming on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave it. I remember how bad I need ya when I taste tequila.
Say like that.
Yeah. Yeah. What a song by them, and of course Road Tripping before, and just showcasing their vocal talents. One person I was really impressed by them, I mentioned already in the show, still owes me $10 million, but Josh Sederfield, and has that bit of a Dan and Shay sound, so he's another artist to check out.
Do you know, he did an interesting thing. He gave away CDs in the merch
area. That's right, free CDs.
If you bought something, anything in the merch area, you could take a free CD, just like a sample CD with one song.
Singles. I think Feeling Love, his current single, is definitely on there. And in the lead-up, as we did on a show before, CM Xerox, he was doing all these little covers. And we love talking about Josh because he gets it. He gets it. You got to work hard. You got to put yourself out there. So credit to him. And I believe he is listening in because he's a massive Dan and Shay fan.
There you go.
Shout out to
J-Dog.
J-Dog.
As you call
him.
Bro? Hey, we've got time for another song, and I wanted to play a song by Missy Lancaster. And the reason I wanted to pick her out particularly is she is the ultimate fangirl for Kelsey Ballerini. All the Australian female artists were like, oh, Kelsey, they were at her show in Sydney. They were at CMC and talking to her on the red carpet.
Missy was at the show, and I saw on her Snapchat that she was actually in the mosh pit towards the front. Like, she was full into it.
She was.
She's like, I'm a star on my own right, but I'm going to watch Kelsey Ballerini.
And she did a photo where they're hugging each other real close, and it was like label mates. So, you know, if you're on Sony or whatever they're on and you're label mates, you
what
can
label
get that
are
sort
we
of
on,
access. We don't have a label.
We've just got radio stations.
Not one they're allowed to talk about. Let's finish with her. And I've picked back row because, you know, concert situation. You're at the back row, as a lot of people were at the CMC Rocks Festival. We'll catch you next week. Don't forget, massive show next week with Brett Young on the red carpet.
Hi, I'm Missy Lancaster, and I howl with the wolf. Oh!